Skill Review 1. Campus Life.
Good morning. I was wondering if you could give me some information about the credit by exam system?
Yes, of course. What would you like to know?
Well, first of all, I'm not really sure what credit by exam means.
Okay. It is basically a combination of tests administered by the departments of this university, the college level examination program, and other nationally recognized credit by exam programs.
Right. I know it's some kind of test, but I'm still not quite sure what exactly that means. Can you explain it in a little more detail?
The credit by exam system gives students a chance to take exams even if they are not registered in particular courses. For example, you want to take an exam in, say, English composition, but you don't want to take an English composition class. You register for credit by exam, and if you pass the exam, you get the credit. So, you can demonstrate competence attained by educational experience, rather than university instruction.
So, I can take various exams, even if I didn't register for that course or didn't attend any of the classes or lectures, and I can still get credits for taking those tests?
That pretty much sums it up.
Now, is it possible to get credits for graduate courses? I'd kind of like to combine my undergraduate degree and a master's degree at the same time, if that's possible. If I could get my BA and an MA at the same time, that would be great.
It would certainly save a lot of time, but I'm afraid that this is only for certain undergraduate courses.
Oh, well.
And of course, I hope you realize that guest matriculants are not eligible for credits.
I'm sorry, guest matriculants?
I mean students who have been admitted to the university through an external program, but are not actually registered as full-time permanent students of this university.
Exchange students and that kind of thing?
They would fall under that category, yes, and extended study students too.
I'm a little worried about how the credits would appear on my transcript. Will there be anything on my transcript to indicate that I did not actually attend classes? I'm afraid that might affect my chances of being accepted to a graduate program if I have not actually attended the classes.
There will be nothing to show the credits were earned under the credit by exam system, but I don't think you need to worry. Each department has very strict eligibility criteria for students, and everyone taking a test is expected to have quite an extensive knowledge of the area to be tested. The credits you receive through testing are just as valid as credits received in the regular way. In any case, only a select few universities are being allowed to participate in the system, so academic standards are being tightly monitored.
Do you have a list of the courses for which students can receive credit by exam?
Yes. Why don't you take this information package, take a look, and give me a call if you have any more questions.
Great. Thanks.
Number 1. What does the woman want? Number 2. How does the man explain credit by exam? Choose two answers. Number 3. According to the man, what is an example of a guest matriculant? Number 4. According to the woman, what might be a problem with earning credits this way? Number 5. Why does the man tell the woman that she doesn't need to worry? Number 6. What does the woman mean when she says this?
Exchange students and that kind of thing?